This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. AI facial recognition software has been approved by the Aurora Police Department for use in its investigations. CPR's Sandy Batulga has more.
City Council approved the request on Monday. Aurora PD will use the vendors Clearview AI and Lumen to help identify potential suspects. Facial matches alone will not be considered grounds for arrest without other evidence. The ACLU of Colorado and other civil rights advocates are concerned. They say this technology could lead to people being unnecessarily contacted by the police, especially in communities of color in the city. Aurora PD says they are still finalizing the policy and won't start using the technology until at least January.
CPR's Sandy Batulga. A sports betting lawsuit filed by the Southern Ute Indian tribe has been dismissed. CPR's Tom Hess reports a federal judge sided with the state of Colorado in tossing the case.
Last year, the Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute tribes took the state to court over online sports betting, specifically whether the tribes are required to pay a 10% tax on wagers made through their online sports book by bettors who weren't on tribal lands. In dismissing the case, a judge ruled the tribe could not claim authority over wagers placed from elsewhere in Colorado. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Fewer than 10% of Colorado voters have returned their ballots for this fall's election. There are only two statewide questions this year, but many cities and counties have local races and issues on their own ballots, including school board seats, bond issues, and tax changes. Election day is November 4th. All ballots must be returned that day by 7 p.m. to be counted. This is CPR News.